Let's check in on the field at the Creek now. A young rising star in Formula 3 joins us. Young Sydney racer Tom Tweedy has qualified fifth for both of today's races, and he is on the line now. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning.
Mate, a bit of a battle up front there between Joey Foster and Tim Macro, and you're well placed to join that battle today.
Yeah, it's been a close championship so far between those guys, and Joey unfortunately didn't qualify so well on the weekend. He's in fourth for both races, I think, so right in front of us on the grid, whereas Tim's on pole, so it's the times are very close, so it should be good racing today.
Now, there's two series sort of happening here. You've got the F3 battle, but you've also got the national class. You're the leading driver in the national class, that sort of separate series within a series for older model cars, 2000 and below. Tell us about 2004 and below. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, the outright championship class is obviously the 2007 cars.
Yep.
And then the class I'm in is 2004. Basically, there's just an aerodynamic difference between the cars. They're slightly better developed, and they have just a slight advantage when at different tracks. Eastern Creek's probably one track that they have a greater advantage than elsewhere because of the high-speed corners. The aero allows them to corner faster. So, I mean, they have a bit of an advantage on us, but it's good to try and mix it up in the older car against these guys.
Mate, you lead the class convincingly in that series, the national class. Have you thought about stepping it up, or is it funds that sort of hold you back from buying that new car?
We are enjoying sort of mixing it with them in the older car. The plan was to do this year as a learning year in the older car, because it's quite a jump from the former Fords I'm used to. And then next year, hopefully get a new car and go for the outright championship.
For people at home that don't understand, Tom, Formula Ford and Formula 3, what's the difference?
Right, former Ford's a category whereby there's no aerodynamics. They're both single-seater racing cars in that respect, but former Ford's are more of a stepping stone out of go-karts. The cars have a different motor. They run either a 1600cc Ford Cortina motor or a Ford Fiesta motor out
yep.
of the new Ford Fiesta. Produces about 115, 120 horsepower. Again, no aerodynamics and just very relies on mechanical grip, the race car, whereby Formula 3 has a 2-litre motor, Renault Merc or Opel, and about 200 horsepower they produce, and obviously a lot of aerodynamics, so the cars are very different to drive. Former Ford tends to slide a lot, whereas the Formula 3 has a lot of grip, and you have to be very, very precise, fast and flowing.
I'm driving a Formula Ford at Calder on Wednesday. Should I be scared?
No, I think you'll be right. I think you'll enjoy it very much, but I think you'll find that the main difference to your road car is the cornering speeds. Formula Ford and Formula 3 have very, very high cornering speeds. So once you get used to that, I think you should be all right.
You haven't seen me drive on the roads yet, Tom, so it might not be anything different for me at all. You've raced Formula Ford yourself, State and Historic Series. Are you happy with the progress of the open wheel of sport in Australia at the moment? We see we've got fairly small fields happening in the Formula 3s at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate. Open wheelers in Australia has never been terribly popular, but everyone knows that to further your career, you really need to start in open wheelers and go as far as you can there. So it's a shame this year the grid's a little bit smaller in Formula 3, but having said that, it's very high quality. I mean, we've got Joey Foster from Europe, who's done a lot of time in almost every category over there. Tim Macro, who's the ex-2007 champion, a lot of other guys who've been in Formula 3 for a while, and again, it's a high-quality field, but unfortunately not very big. But the Queensland round coming up in about a month up at Queensland Raceway with the V8 Supercars looks like it might have quite a good grid, so hopefully we can get a few more cars there and have a few more people to race against.
Fantastic. Now, mate, you race with a livery that's almost identical to Mark Webber's Red Bull. You must have been rapt with seeing Mark get over the line and sort of a similar car to you, I suppose, with differences.
Yeah, Yeah, that was fantastic seeing him get his first win a couple of weekends ago. He's been trying for a while, and I mean our car wasn't. We didn't originally design the paint scheme to make it look like the Red Bull car, but the way it turned out at the end of the day, it does look like it. So we played a bit of a game, put a roux there, and called it the Red Roux. So it's having a bit of fun there, but also the car looks fantastic on the track. It's very noticeable and it's very individual as well.
Do you know Mark at all? Have you had an opportunity to talk to him over any time?
No, I don't. I've sort of tried to sort of get in contact, but it's very difficult. He's obviously trying to get in contact with someone like that, not the easiest thing. But there are a lot of drivers here in Australia I talk to. A lot of V8 guys and stuff do help me out with stuff if I need to, you know, find out a bit of information or a bit of driver tuition or anything like that. They're very, very helpful.
Is that the future for you, Tom, V8?
At the moment, we're just playing it by ear. Just doing the best we can now and see where we go. I mean, obviously, I'd like to stay in open wheelers, but again, here in Australia, V8 seems to be the main place to go. So I'm just going to play it by ear and do the best I can, and maybe we can pick up some more sponsors. We've got Battery World on board this year, who have been fantastic, and just I can't say enough about them. They've been really good helping us out. But the step to Europe is obviously very big. I've started the Team Tom Supporters Club to try and get a whole bunch of people behind me on that, which can be found on my website, which is www.tomtweedy.com. And basically, I'm trying to get a whole bunch of people behind me that I can possibly call on to help me jump over to Europe and maybe have a go over there.
Oh, good luck with that, mate. And good luck today, starting fifth of the two F3 races. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time. Tom Tweedy joining us on the line from Eastern Creek. More from Eastern Creek after the break.